In recent weeks, many Americans have been getting startling email messages. They warn that after more than three decades of an all-volunteer army, the military draft is about to come back. The emails point to legislation now before Congress. But as NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna reports, the Republicans who control Congress show no interest whatsoever in reviving the draft.
It's not clear who's behind the emails warning of an imminent reinstatement of the draft, but those missives are prompting fretful questions. At a recent campaign rally in West Palm Beach, Florida, a woman asked Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry about an email she'd received citing two bills in Congress reviving the draft.
That mandatory draft is going to be reinstated for all men and women ages 18 to 26, 2 years of service. College will not exempt you. Is this viable? Is this true? And where do you stand on reinstating a mandatory draft for our young people?
Kerry replied he could not rule out his opponent bringing back the draft.
If George Bush were to be reelected, given the way he has gone about this war and given his avoidance of responsibility in North Korea and Iran and other places, it is possible. I can't tell you. I will tell you this. I will not reinstate the draft.
At Kerry's debate with President Bush Thursday night, there were no questions about a possible draft. But in his closing statement that evening, the president seemed to want to reassure voters that he had no plans for bringing back the draft during a second term.
The next 4 years, we will continue to strengthen our homeland defenses. We will strengthen our intelligence gathering services. We will reform our military. The military will be an all-volunteer army.
And Bill Frist, who's the leader of Senate Republicans, said that talk of the draft coming back seems politically motivated.
There seems to be a rumor that is floating, that is circulating around the United States of America, that's being directed to undercut Republicans, and there is absolutely no truth, again, to the best of my knowledge, as Majority Leader of the United States Senate, of there being any intention to implement a draft.
In fact, the identical House and Senate bills that do call for reinstating the draft were introduced last year by Democrats. Michigan's John Conyers says he co-sponsored the House bill calling for 2 years of mandatory national service to make sure that if the draft does come back, it will be fair.
Most of the well-connected, including the sons and daughters of senators and congressmen, never see any military service because of the deferment systems and the policies that are built into it. All we said was this: we need to straighten this out, and it's got to be before an emergency that requires us to reinstitute the draft.
The Republicans who control Congress show no inclination to act on the draft revival bills, and that legislation appears doomed to die at the end of the year. Still, there's growing pressure in Congress to expand the Army. Here's Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed speaking on the Senate floor this past week.
We have to make sure we have a suitably sized Army. This is not a spike. This is not a temporary situation. Every time the president speaks, he talks about staying the course. Our long-term commitment to Iraq, that's not a temporary promise, I don't think.
The fix lawmakers recommend is not a draft. It's more money to hire more troops. Bills to make that happen are being actively considered by Congress. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.